Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
All right. Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, your power mentor, and we are going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind, so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that is for you to build a big business. Now, I, along with special guests here, time to time, we're coaching you Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you have not done this already, go ahead and share this call with other people. They can dial in to 602-753-1848 or listen online with your smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithnicola. It has been a marvelous time, guys. We are here at Financial Freedom Friday, and I have been on a world tour with the mic in my hand. I'm telling you, listen, we have been from city to city on this week. It has been definitely exhilarating going and seeing from our corporate headquarters to my team members. I am down here in the sunny but not so sunny South Florida. We had an amazing event, you know, in the South Florida area here with our breakthrough tour, and you know, meeting with some agents earlier on this morning before we get on a plane and head on into New Jersey. Why am I opening up with this? We have been talking about what's the 411, your six-figure formula for network marketing success this week. And you might say, OMG, do I have to do all of that to be successful? And the answer is no. When you get to a level where you break through the glass ceilings of multiple six and even seven-figure earners, you start to do what you want to do. I literally plan my whole year, and I'm able to know that at the end of the year, 3 weeks out of the last month, that I will go intense so that the last 2 weeks of the year that I am only with family enjoying, because we have so many things to celebrate with our family outside of course, the birth of Christ Jesus, as well as we have all of these other things that happen in our family, birthdays, anniversaries, what have you, and I just like to be home. I want to enjoy for 2 weeks, and I can go into 3 weeks. I can take that off. Can you do that with your business without interrupting your finances or your job? This is what we're talking about, financial freedom. But that cannot happen without team. We're not talking about team like at your job where it's a boss who's leveraging the hours of others' labor. We're talking about investment. There is a difference. You got to be careful of the language. There is an investment of time that is reaping huge rewards in free enterprise. So what we're going to go is to the Lord, because on today we're talking all about team. We're talking about team. We got to move you from employee to entrepreneur into a network marketing entrepreneur. There is a whole different distinction. So you can move into your six-figure flow here. You want to go ahead and get in the queue, and we got to go to the Lord on this morning. Our word is going to be coming out. You want to go ahead and turn it. It's coming out of the book of Ecclesiastes. And I am telling you, Ecclesiastes 4:9, who is this? This is our brother, King Solomon, talking here. This is our brother, King Solomon. So now, it's so often, and anytime you're really fuzzy about what's going on with yourself financially, go in and check out our bro, King Solomon. Go into the book of Proverbs, go into the book of Ecclesiastes, go into the book of the Song of Solomon, go into those books and hear what our brother King Solomon has to say. He's going to tell you the truth, to keep it to 100 about money. He's going to tell you the ups and downs, the highs and lows, how to get it, how to keep it, and what should be most important. And I am going to tell you, outside of God, and then now you're talking about people, we're talking about team. If you can keep God first, it's going to be easy for you to get this concept of team. So let's go to the Lord and ask him to work on our minds and our hearts that we will start operating not only in network marketing, but as humans, as he intended us to, because he did on purpose by giving only a few of us certain gifts that if they don't come together in a teamwork fashion, you never see your fullest potential. So, Father God, we thank you. We honor you on this day, for you are amazing. This is the day that you've made, and we're glad and we'll be joyous in it. We're thanking you, oh, dear Lord, that right now that we are severing, oh, Father God, our minds from the idea of individuality, and we're moving into teams so that we can do huge things in your name. You said that two are much better than one, and we know that to be, whether it's in households, whether it's in businesses, whether it's in community, government, everything, we know that it's takes more than just one individual to make major things happen. We're thanking you, oh dear Lord, that we're getting to understand that, and we're understanding that in free enterprise, there is nothing that we cannot create or nothing that we cannot produce. There's nothing that we cannot do, especially if we keep you first, with you first. We're thanking you that once we get this, our families, oh, Father God, for generations upon generations, they are in overflow. We're thanking you for everyone. We're declaring, decreeing everyone under the sound of our voice, their houses are going into overflow right now. But we know we must get it first right in our spirit and our mind. We're thanking you, oh, dear Lord, that we're not leading into the spirit of oppression, the spirit of depression. We're thanking you, oh, dear Lord, that we're coming out of all of that and going into major victory as we're ending this year. We're honoring you with everything we've got, including our fruits of our lips, even the fruits of our labors. We're working as unto you, not to man. We're honoring you with everything we got from a pure place. In the name of your son, Jesus Christ, we pray and seal this prayer. Amen. So go ahead and come in the queue, guys. We're going to be chatting on this morning, because after we talk about team, I want to help you understand that when we start thinking about Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9, it says two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. Two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. We're talking about the six-figure formula. And we've talked about our thought processes, our habits, and things like that. We talked about all of this stuff, right? You got to go back, because we got to go into now today's lesson. We talked about investment. What do you do with time, and what do you do with money? Very important. But I need you to understand something, that you can do all your marketing efforts. You can do all your training, but if it does not include leadership in building and duplication of team, don't call it network marketing. You can say direct sales. You can say my business. But when you start talking about network marketing, it requires a team. Well, the team first starts with you. You can think like this. You can move from employee into an entrepreneur saying, okay, I want to own my own business. I hear a lot of employees say, I want to work for myself, but you don't say, I want to work with others. Hello, somebody. I want to work for myself. Have you ever heard people say that before? I want to work for myself, but most people don't say, I want to work with others. And if there is only one place that money comes from, people, that means that eventually you have to work with others if you want to blow your bank account up. So how do you get to work with others? I don't really like people. They've hurt me. They've done all these other things to me. Okay, well, that's a barrier, because now that's a heart thing. We start talking about working through and working through our heart issues so we can do things with pure heart. Clean hands. So now as we start talking about the power of team and duplication, you could say, okay, what's the number? What's the 411? What's the number to six figures? There's a lot of ways to six figures, but I can tell you, if you're earning at least $2,000 a week for 52 weeks, you're actually going to go a little over six figures for the year. So you can easily go and think about, how can I work for myself? And I can look at my compensation plan and say, well, if I sell XYZ amount of products or services, or if I go ahead and I, for this many bonuses. I can do that. But if you think like that, every single year you'd have to do the same thing you did the year before in order to get that result. But if you get this piece that we're discussing on tonight, which we're talking about this morning, I'm sorry, team, and I am in this morning. I can see the sun shining out here, sunny South Florida. I need you to know this. Sure, $2,000 a week at least will bring you into a six-figure income in your network marketing company. Go and add it up. You can go and decide. I do XYZ amount per week to make $2,000, and then bam, I'm a six-figure earner. That will help you become a producer but not a leader. You must think in this industry, how many people can I help earn at least $500 to $1,000 a month consistently? How many people does that need to happen in my business? Well, different compensation plans will require different. But anyway, from 5 up to 15, sometimes 20, depending on your compensation plan, helping others earn an extra $500 to $1,000 a month. And you have to follow the system so that their income is predictable, so that they eventually know that they can also lead to making $2,000 a week, just like you. And then now, if you do that, you have now cracked the code and you're clear on how to become a six-figure earner for network marketing success. Now, many people, you get frustrated in building the team. My team's not doing anything. They're not listening. They're not what have you. You have to have consistency and persistency. You got to remain constant in the midst of a chaotic situation. You've got to understand that you are learning how to be a network marketing entrepreneur. More than likely, they're learning how to be a network marketing entrepreneur at the same time. What do we call this? A process. Do not eliminate. Do not obliterate. Do not try to, you know, trick the process. You can't. Guess what? Never get bitter. You just get better. The better you become, the better your team become. Your thought process is, how many people can I help earn $500 to $1,000 a month consistently? Why? Because those people will see it worth their time. Now, it got to be people who are willing to follow the system. But you are the introduction to the system. What you do is what your team duplicates. Not only what you do, how you think, what you say, your attitude determines the altitude. Let's come in a clue on today and let's talk about this, because we even talked about at the holiday time, if people start thinking like, oh, it's too cold to go outside to the weekly meeting. Oh, I'm so busy shopping, I can't get on a call. Oh, I'm so this, I'm so that. You're duplicating that in your team. So what do you think? You're not anybody's boss. So you think that people want to show up to work while you're on a golf course? Guys, you know I go out there and I grind. I go out there and I get it. And then when I do sit down, it will be well-deserved, but I can show people that this is how you build up your foundation. I told our leaders we're on a five-year retirement plan, and then at least at 5 years that will be coming up in 1 year for me, I get a choice. But all I did was go up and ring the bell to show other people that there is an exact, there is a certain way you can do this and you can have these results and more. Six-figure network marketing success, $2,000 a week for you, or how many people can you help earn $500 to $1,000 a month consistently and show them a system, a very clear path? Guess what's going to happen? Eventually, you're going to do what happened to me. You're going to move past six figures and roll into the seven figure and above flow. Let's open up the call. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning to you. 443, last four, 9336. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola.
Good morning. I'm amazing.
This is Jason outside of Baltimore.
Hi, Jason. Hi, Jason.
How are you? I'm a new agent. And I just want to say that you have been a blessing to me and my team. And we're focusing on just that team building aspect, the unity of it all. You know, we're understanding that, you know, we we come from Baltimore, and we see the struggles and we see the hurts that we go through in our communities, and we're using this to not only make some people money, but we're using it as a way to solidify our dreams, our hopes, our aspirations, you know, because it's a way that guarantees that each of us that do this together, we all survive, you know, we all come up, we all become 6-7 figure earners, you know, and you know, and I've learned and I see that throughout, you know, our lives, you know, it's hard to get us in the Black community to move if money isn't involved. And mm-hmm. and when we found this, we were just like ecstatic. We were like, this is only from God, you know. Mm-hmm. And I was on a path of doubting God, and He has taken me through so much and shown me so much. I was in culinary arts, and now I'm in sales. Like, I didn't see this happening, and it happened so fast. And now that I sit down and I look back on it, I see that it's what God was preparing me for my entire life.
There you go. So powerful. I was just hearing that yesterday. You know, I'm here in South Florida. Thank you so much, Jason. So powerful. That God takes you through and He's preparing you for your purpose. And when you can go back, you know, we always got to catch up to God's plan. And that's why we have to keep Him first, because I'm here in South Florida and I was sharing every time I come here, this is where I buried my first two children in this place here. And I lived here for 6 years. I had my first two sons here. Very, very just hard time for me, not even financially. The money wasn't the issue. It was so many emotional turmoils and things like that that I had to go through alone. And then that was now me knowing that God prepared me that no matter what someone tells me, I'm not going to accept it as an excuse for them not to live life at a higher level, because if I can come out, anybody can. And so when I'm sitting there thinking and I'm saying, just like you said, Jason, I was doing one thing because that's what I thought that I should be doing. But God had a whole nother plan. And when you fall into that plan, and I'm going to tell you, His plan is always going to be wherever you can serve more people. That is what it is. He said, I did not come to be served, but to serve. That's what Jesus Christ said. We got to get it so much in our spirit. And so when we have to move past doing things, not just for money, the money will come if you're serving people. And so it's so amazing. I thank you so much, King, for that. Thank you so much, Jason. 770, last 4-8970. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Nicola. It's Sandra here.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well, doing well. Two things. I just want to be real quick. You need to do a little book, because every time you say something, you have these cute slogans. I don't know where you get them, but I like the never get bitter, just get better. And you throw them in there all the time. So you need to like do a list of those. I really like them. But, you know, I am hearing what you're saying. And really, I wanted to get on the call because yesterday I wanted to share. God has put in my heart something that is, you know, just keeping me motivated, and He just keeps telling me blessed assurance. We have to get to the point where we are truly walking by faith, trusting and believing that He wants best for us. And He doesn't open up doors of opportunity, right, that we are not prepared to walk in. So all of what you're doing is the recipe, the things that we have to do. And then sometimes we will get doubtful and say, well, I can't do all of that. That's too much. But He already prepared us. Otherwise, we wouldn't be on this call. Blessed assurance. We are already going to walk this thing out. And I fall short, especially, you know, what you're talking about, duplication and people. Those are some of my weaknesses. But He reminds me, blessed assurance, I am totally equipped to do everything that you have pointed out. And so I'm just grateful, and I wanted to offer that as encouragement. We can do this. Just get your mind right. Like when you say you live in your mind, start cleaning out your mind and get these principles and get to work. So
there we go. Thank you so much, Sandra. Thank you. And, you know, we always talk about, we got to think about words. We talked about language, right? And
Sandra talked about walking by faith. That's a verb word. Not by sight, meaning what we see that can determine how we think. God is always telling you, just keep moving, keep moving, keep moving. Most people don't keep moving. They sit still and keep thinking. And then when they start thinking, the things they think are not the right thoughts. So now it affects what they do. And then most of the time they're doing nothing. And so this is what you have to do. If you're moving with intent to serve people, your thoughts are also going to change. Time is going to go by and it's going to be more effective, more productive. And now you look up and you start earning money. Then now you start saying, ah, now I know where money comes from. Servicing people, creating a need, becoming a solution. If all you're doing is thinking and doing nothing, you're a part of a problem. First, your own problem, where you cannot solve anyone else's problems. Capiche? Good morning, 443, last four, 9353. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. It's Rochelle in Maryland. How are you?
Hey, Rochelle.
Hey, so listen, I'm sitting here, I'm like, wow, so many powerful truths just being spoken this morning. You know, you said just a few minutes ago to Jason that, you know, your purpose is going to be where you can help the most people. And I was like, wow, that is so true, because it's like no matter what else I have tried to do, no matter how many times I've kind of, you know, been frustrated with different businesses and things, it's like I've always been led back to the same thing. And, you know, one of the things that was strongest in my mind as you're talking about team is just how really this is my first experience, like since following you, being mentored by you, where someone has been so adamant about team, so adamant about we have to do this as a collective. You know, in my previous experiences with network marketing, I've never had anyone preach team so hard. And, you know, as a matter of fact, it's been the total opposite in a lot of instances where, you know, I have been taught, no, just do these things yourself. And so I've been taught in a huge way how to be a producer. And, you know, although you can get to a certain level that way, you mm-hmm. do burn out.
That's
you
right.
absolutely burn out. And then you, what you find is you can maybe get midway or a little below midway to the top level of your company, and that's mm-hmm. all you can really do by yourself. You cannot mm-hmm. go any further without team. And so mm-hmm. it has taken me some time for that to really settle in and become a part of me. But the more I listen to you and the more I really meditate on that, the more it's becoming a part of me. And it is the fruits of the labor of, you know, just getting that in my mind is really starting to pay off. And I just really appreciate that message, because I think that there may be some people on the line that have never been taught another way. And so your words may not impact them the same way. They may just say, oh, yeah, this is the normal way that you do it. But when you've been doing it the other way and been specifically taught to do it the other way, I think that you have more of an appreciation for what it is that you're talking about to us when you talk about team. So thank you so much for that. That's huge.
You are so welcome. You are so welcome. And I know I'm going to have to do like a whole real like workshop on the whole employee to entrepreneur to the network marketing entrepreneur, because, you know, a revelation, I always said employee to entrepreneur sounds good, but then I started thinking about what do people think about when they're entrepreneur? They're still now moving into producer mode. And then now they are, instead of trading dollars for hours, they may put in more hours because it's their business. But then in the same token, now they start moving into competition, not collaboration. So we got to remember what's in the leadership tool belt for building massive success. And if there are not teams, like, and so I cannot run everybody's team. So the leaders have to be duplicating the whole teamwork ethics and processes and principles. It has to be flowing from the head, and that also needs to be duplicated in order to build massive organizations for long periods of time. Because if you have, just like you said, a ton of producers, they get tired, they get sick, things happen in their life, and then now it collapses a whole team. Anytime you hear someone doing network marketing and they say, oh yeah, I had a great team and so-and-so stopped working, that tell me it was a group of, it was not a team, it was a group of producers. There was not a team. They were a group of producers. Because if it was a teamwork effort, then it would automatically still be able to go on. If they were duplicating the principles of network marketing, it would not kill a team. So good morning, 478, last 40316. Are you there?
Hey, yes. Yes, I'm here. I'm here. Good morning, Nicola. This is Tiffany out of Millersville.
Hey, Tiffany.
Hey, good morning. I'm so glad you're speaking on teamwork because I'm just frustrated. I was getting so frustrated with the business because I understood that network marketing is all about teamwork. And, you know, you mentioned that anybody can be a big producer. You know, anybody can put the numbers out there. But then I realized what my main focus was on. I wasn't focused on getting the sales, and I wasn't focusing on closing the clients on the protection plan. I was more so focused on trying to build my team. And that's one of the challenges that I'm coming into is, like, people really don't have the appreciation for teamwork, and people really don't understand that being a producer is not just about producing. It's more so about being a part of a team and being able to work a part of a team. And I realized that God has really been preparing me my whole entire life for FES and for network marketing simply because I've always been a part of a team. I've never, and I can really thank my parents for that. I have such an appreciation that they got me started in recreation sports at the age of 3 and 4 years old. So coming all the way up through school and, you know, just team members, I saw that people that was a part of a team move a different way in the school
system. Yes,
students, we moved a different way. People had a different respect for us as a team. And so doing so, even after I graduated and I joined the Navy, I graduated in June and I went to the military in November. That was a part of a team. We had 83 members, and my sole job was to keep the team together. And so now I realize that God has been preparing me my whole entire life to work this thing, and now I'm just realizing when I was having so many frustrations about it's not working and what am I doing wrong and am I doing anything, you know, can I do anything better? You know, of course I can do things better, but I'm really focusing on exactly what it is that you say we need to be thin on, and that's team, building your team and building a teamwork, you know, having great teamwork ethics. So I really, really, really want to thank you for that. And I get on these calls every morning, and every morning I really take something from it, and I can really learn in my business and share with other people that's on my team. But I really want to thank you for that. But I feel so much better about what I'm doing and the direction that I'm headed in right now.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, what you're sharing, Tiffany, is so real. You know, people do get the frustration. Building teams take maturation because you're gelling different backgrounds, different philosophies, different ways of doing things before they came to you, and that takes time. That's why you have to produce first. It's stages. You have to produce first to create your foundation, and then now once you get the hang of that, you start duplicating it through your team. And so now when you get the foundation, foundation of production where you are consistently bringing those people in. In the first years of your business, that's going to be a constant. That's something most people don't do constantly. You got to consistently bring in customers and business partners in your business because remember, we talked about it. Just going to make a quick review. You get a percentage of people who get in, a percentage of people who stay in, a percentage of people who want to win. So you have to keep producing in the beginning as you're building your team. But your focus cannot be only on production. What you do is the percentage in the beginning, it may be 100% production because you have no team. You got to get some people on the team. Then now as you're building those up and you duplicate, you see who want to win. So you're helping those people. It's only going to be a percentage of them. You have to remember that in our business, there's going to be more people who don't, mean join or get in, more people who don't stay in, more people who don't want to win. So what you have to understand is be very clear and realistic on what does it really take to win. A lot less than you think. You can have a few people with the right mindset and you can produce more in your business than if you have a lot of people with the wrong mindset. That's why we work on mindset so diligently. Good morning, 718, last 44177.
Good morning, Nicola. It's Barbara in New York. How are you this morning?
Barbara, good morning.
I'm calling in. I had to jump in the queue. You are amazing, and you absolutely just nail it every time I'm on this call, and I have to thank you from the bottom of my heart for that. And one of the things that comes to mind for me when you're talking about, you know, doing the right thing, setting yourself up for success, is training your mind to see the good in everything. Somehow we have to do that. We have to change any negative obstacle, criticism, into something that we can feed back in a good way. And, you know, because dreams without action are just dreams. They're just thoughts. It takes the action. It takes the doing. It takes the consistent action to move forward and to bring the team with you. And how you communicate with your team is essential in that growth. And so I'm just feeling very blessed. I feel very on point and ready to just move into next year with amazing momentum and amazing knowledge and, you know, just inspiration. You are just an inspiration. And I'll see you tomorrow. Did I lose you? Oh, boy.